What's up, Shannon? How you doing?
I'm doing very good. Now that I'm talking to you, how are you doing?
There we go. I'm awesome. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
We actually have a little something for you because you just celebrated a birthday.
Oh yeah.
Sammy's gonna grab it. I did forget a lighter.
Surprise.
So I do apologize in advance.
Are we lighting something in here?
Pardon?
Are we lighting something
up in
here?
We were going to, but I don't have a lighter.
Oh, look at that.
So you can blow out the imaginary cupcakes.
Thanks, guys.
For your birthday celebration. There you go. Make
all
a wish.
All the Toronto wishes.
Here, we
Thank
can take
you
it back.
Guys. That's sweet.
Just make you hold it for the whole interview. How was your birthday? How was release week? How's
it was
been?
Great. It's been really cool. We spent like the whole week in New York City, and I had my family, and you know, we had a few days off to kind of make some cool family memories, and then just running around New York City, getting to promote the album and see the fans' responses and reactions, and I played a show in New York. So yeah, it was a great week and a great birthday for sure.
And going on Fallon, Good Morning
America. Fallon, all the things. It was like a busy day. I think it was almost like a 24-hour day for sure, but it was a great birthday. We got the most out of every hour.
Yeah, I can imagine. How do you feel once the album was out into the world? Did you go online? Read things about yourself?
I did. I Googled myself a couple times. You know, I said, let me see what these, what the fans are saying about this album and the music. And it feels good, to be honest, just to have this out. It's something I've been working on for quite some time now. And it's fun to step into this new season and just have the opportunity to get to, you know, connect with the fans on a more personal level and you know, get to introduce myself as an individual. And it's just a really cool opportunity. I'm really grateful to kind of to get this chance to do this, and feels good to have the music out.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, do you feel like there's been a shift in the relationship with fans since going out on your own?
I think a little bit, yeah. It feels like, I keep saying it, but I feel like I can just go a little deeper with them, let them into my life on a more personal level, a little bit more vulnerable, more authentic, you know, telling more of my story. Because for the last 12 years, it was incredible, but it was all about BK and I's story together as a partner, as a duo, as a band. And so it's kind of a new dynamic, which is really fueling me and giving me new energy and excitement and creativity. And it's a new challenge. And anytime I'm sort of faced with a challenge, it gets me going. It gets my wheels turning and gets me excited to, you know, to kind of take it on.
Yeah, a good challenge, though.
Yeah, totally. Fun challenge for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And I really do feel like we learn so much about you in this album.
Oh, that's good to hear.
It does get really deep. Do you feel like your fans then reach out to you a lot with their stories about, like, either losing their father or,
totally,
like, other things like that?
Yeah, you know, you take a song like Tough, and you know, it probably brings back memories or emotions for people who've been through a hard time. And to be honest, I think after the last few years, we've all been through a hard time, you know, in some form or fashion. So I do think it's connecting us on a deeper level, and I'm hearing really cool stories. And songs like Miss My Daddy and hearing people's story about how that touched them and maybe was healing for them or something like that. To me, it's just so rewarding, and to me, it's a reminder of, man, that's why I love to write songs, and that's why I wanted to make this album and get this music out. So it's cool to hear the fans' stories and how they're connecting with it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's so nice. I lost my dad myself when I was younger, which I'm sure that many people have told you as well. So when I was listening to the album, just going through track by track, that one came on and I was like, oh, Tyler.
Yeah, sorry.
Hit me hard with that one. Yeah, thanks a lot. When you're writing for yourself versus like writing for Florida Georgia Line, are there any challenges that come with that, with kind of going from writing for that brand, say, than to yourself?
Maybe a little bit more challenging in a sense of having to be more, really having to be conscious of telling my story, you know. But ultimately, I'm a songwriter first and foremost. You know, I write so many songs, and I've never really looked at it as compartmentalizing a whole lot. I just really go into a room with a goal to write a good song, and then we can see where that song's gonna live or where it fits. But a lot of times when you're, you know, you're diving in, you get going on an idea or a concept, and you're like, this feels really real to me. Maybe this is something I'll record. And then as the day, if the song turns into something that I could see myself singing forever, then I'm like, now it's like, okay, this tells my story. This is something that I love. You know, I'm really connected emotionally to this song. So yeah, I'll put this on the album. But really, it's just fun to just try to go write the best song that room has for the day. Yeah.
Are those boxes then that you have to check off when you're deciding between like the hundreds of songs that you write to then narrow down?
I think so, a little bit. Yeah. You know, whether it's subconscious or whether it's, you know, very literally. But I feel like for me, it's all about not overthinking it and just trying to write a great song. And and I love getting outside cuts. I love pitching songs to friends who are artists, and almost more than recording my own music. So it's really, it's a fun balancing act. And, you know, since I just put out this first album, it's fun to kind of get to write now and pitch to different artists and different friends and, you know, and to get ready for the second album and hold on to songs that feel really, you know, like they're me and like something I want to say. So
I was going to ask you, with writing so many songs for this album, are there songs that you kind of have in your back pocket that you're like, oh, that'll be on the second album? Or do you just like start from scratch?
Yes, yeah. I do both. I do have a couple that I'll probably revisit that didn't make the first album just to see. But I've already been writing a whole lot, and I have a handful of songs that I'm really excited about already for second album. So it's a good place to be.
Nice. We're excited too. I mean, we just got the first album, but I'm ready for more whenever.
Got to get ready for that second one. Yep,
yeah. Have you ever written a song for another artist and then later thought like, oh, I wish I kept that one for myself?
Not really. There's definitely been some songs that have been recorded that I just really love as a writer and an artist, and songs that I would re-record or love singing myself, you know, like Make It Easy by Jason Aldean, for example. That's one of my favorites. And there's definitely a list, but those are great because it's nice to be a songwriter and to still be really proud of hearing a song you wrote on the radio, you know, as opposed to thinking, man, I wish that was my song. I don't really feel that. I still feel a lot of pride and as a songwriter. And like I said, there's really nothing better than having another artist believe in a song that you wrote enough to record it and to make it a single. So that's really rewarding in my
space. Yeah, different kind of proud.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I love that so much. You've said in an interview a few months ago, your dream collaboration would be either Jack Harlow or Justin Timberlake.
Mm.
That was a few months since you said that. Have we made any progress? Have you slid into any DMs?
Jack hadn't hit me up yet.
No, he hasn't hit you up yet? You got to hit him up.
But I'm sure he's about to listen to the new album.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to hit me up. I can
tell. I feel like we need to like send your fans into his DMs to just
yeah,
like
y'all
them
just
be
that
like,
needs to be the
you should work
mission
with Tyler.
No, we'll see. He's actually a Kentucky dude. I feel like we'd be buddies. And so you never know. When the time's right, it'll work out.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. And you're from Monroe, Georgia.
I am.
My sister actually lives like 30 minutes from there.
Really?
I have yet to visit. She just moved there like a couple months ago.
Really?
Yeah, Auburn.
Small world.
Do you know where that is?
Yeah.
Anyways, so if you were to spend the day, say we were to spend the day in your hometown together, what are the types of things that we would get up to?
Ooh, I'd probably take you back to where I grew up in the country and show you a few pastures that I worked in. And then we'd probably walk down Main Street, and I hear it's actually really cool now.
Oh, yeah.
So I would probably be discovering my hometown again with you as well. It's been a while since I've been there, but I hear it's amazing, and it's kind of got this new cool charm and character. Because when I was growing up there, it still had that, but it was sort of a rundown farm town, you know. And now they've sort of given it a facelift. Apparently people come there and stay in. There's a boutique hotel now.
Wow,
apparently.
Fancy.
So, yeah, so I need to go visit. But yeah, I would take you down Main Street, show you the few little spots that I remember as a kid, you know, maybe show you the high school that I went to. And
love
those
it.
Little things.
All right, next interview that we do.
Let's
we'll
go
do
to
a
Monroe.
Road trip to Georgia.
There you go.
Let's make it happen.
Meet you there.
You've talked about like when you were starting out or before you were in music that you had a car detailing business. And you've said that like if you weren't doing music, you would probably just like start your own business. I feel like there's specific people that are just like meant to be entrepreneurs. And I feel like you're just like one of those people with like opening the restaurant and things like that. Is there any business venture that you are interested or curious about pursuing that you haven't already?
You know, that's a good question, and mentally I hadn't thought about it in a while because I've been really focused on, you know, what I'm doing right now. But I am an entrepreneur, and I got that from my dad. He was always kind of, you know, starting companies and you know, getting bored quickly and moving on to the next one and starting different things. And, you know, so I do have that in me, and randomly I still love tossing around ideas with friends and stuff like that. But off the top of my head, I don't know what I would do exactly. It depends on where I'm at and what I'm doing. I was just in the mountains, and I thought if I wasn't doing music, I would just be a ski coach, and I would, you know, run the cat machines and, you know, live the mountain life. I think that sounds fun. But who knows? I really love getting to do music, and it beats washing cars, that's for sure.
Yeah, I can imagine, for sure. Before I let you go, I want to talk about Terry Crews.
Oh, yeah.
This crazy. How did that come about? He's in the video.
Yeah, he was in the Dancing in the Country video. Yeah. And it's just sort of a dream come true. You know, we had the idea, the concept, the treatment for the video. And then we were like, who, you know, we need someone special for this role. It has to be very specific. And Terry Crews was at the top of the list. And we thought, you know, let's just see. Maybe he'll be in this video. And we reached out. And for some reason, he said yes. And we got super excited and thought, man, this is going to be amazing. And it was even more amazing than we imagined. Terry's an awesome guy.
He's got
super
some moves.
Fun to be around. Got some moves. And just good energy. I mean, he really made that set and that day, that shoot, like, just really special. And really enjoyed working with him. And he brought that video to life. And
it's great.
It was a really cool experience.
Nice. Tyler, again, happy belated birthday. Congrats on the album.
Appreciate
Thanks so much
it.
For taking the time.
Thanks for hanging. Appreciate you chatting.